This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
He puts, which is the laziest take in the world for soccer, it's our best athletes don't play soccer. Actually, Cidola, it's a deeper problem than that. It's too obvious to say, well, what if LeBron James played soccer? Okay, can you imagine if Giannis Antetokounmpo was our goalie? Which he would be for Greece, not for us, but whatever. But my point is that go look at soccer players. This is the biggest mystery in the effing world. Now listen to me. I want you to pay attention. Those of you out there, I've told you about this many, many years now, for those of you that have followed me. Okay, and I'll get back to football in a second. But I just want to kind of enlighten people on this because they never think about it. Okay? All the great soccer players, pretty much, they're 5'5", they're 5'6". They're 5'7", they're 5'8", maybe 5'9", maybe you get a 5'10 guy. Very few of them are 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". Most of those guys are probably defenders or goalies. Whether you're talking about Pele, Maradona, I don't care who you're talking about, bro. Messi, you name it. They're short guys. A pibe, whatever. Go look at it. Go look at most of these big-time soccer players. Rooney, all these guys, they're short. This is what I've always asked. It's not our best athletes, Cidola. That's lazy. Where is our short, great athletes? That's the point. And now it's changing. Again, Cidola, you don't follow, so you don't know, so you haven't watched these young guys that we have now, Reyna and all these other cats that we have, Pulisic and all that. But we all, in every neighborhood in our country, we always had, you know, you always had good athletes in your neighborhood, right? And you always had a kid that was short, or two of them that were really short. But they were fast as hell. They were great. They could play, all that. Because at our level, when we were kids, they were just as good as us. The shortness didn't affect them. Now, the shortness affects you when you get to the NFL, affects you when you get to college, affects you when you get to the NBA, affects you when you get to the NHL, affects you. You understand what I'm saying? We demand our football athletes to be big. We demand our baseball athletes to be big, our basketball athletes. Sure, there's a Danny Woodhead every once in a while, and, you know, there's short guys I think Wes Welker, you know, I don't even know if he was 6 foot, maybe 5'10", 5'11", whatever. You got a couple of guys that are short in the NFL. Not a lot. You got a couple of guys, Pedroia, you know, what's the dude that they said he had the mic, the Spanish kid from Houston that I'm brain farting now. You know, you have a couple of kids that are short in baseball. Just a couple. Not a lot. Not a lot in baseball either. And in basketball, once in a blue moon, you'll get a Tyrone Muggsy Bogues. You'll get one or two, you know, Spud Webb. You'll get a short guy that can hang in the NBA for a little bit. But the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, and football are not loaded with short guys. They are very few far in between. And so then I always ask myself, what the F happened to all the short, great athletes in America? Did they not figure out that they can go play soccer and make a boatload of money? Because Iniesta is 5'7". You know, you go. I'm telling you, just go look at a bunch of the great soccer players. They're not tall. Most of them are short. Like Cristiano is like one of the few tall ones. But most of them are short. A lot of great soccer players. Put it this way. International soccer players, in the history of time, they have tons of short, great players. That doesn't happen in American sports. And so our American short athletes, were cut off from pro sports, basically, and they never chose soccer. And I always wondered that. So to me, that's the bigger mystery, is why didn't they gravitate to soccer many years ago? Tyreek Hill, he's 5'10". Yep. So Altuve, that's it. Thank you, sir. So Kamara, is Kamara short? Well, I don't know if he's that short. But even, listen, even 5'10 is way bigger than what you average have in soccer. 5'10 is like enormous almost. But that's the mystery that I've always wondered. Like, wow, what happened? Why didn't our great American athletes, because we all had them in every neighborhood. Right now, as I was telling you that story, you remembered a kid in your neighborhood that was short, that was a kick-ass athlete. You always wanted him on your team because the kid could run like the wind or do whatever. He's just a great athlete, play great basketball, all of that, but it didn't affect you when we're kids. But professionally, obviously, it's a whole different, whole deal.